What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
At Kroger, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Forever Dog.
We're about to talk about Disney right now. Let's start with Disney.
I think we should.
Aren't there like a lot of problems with Disney?
Disney
the man.
Of
like,
course, yeah. he's from another generation and another time.
I'm so over.
That's not.
I'm so over everybody just looking back.
What isn't it like? Isn't
yeah,
this dude?
Yeah, there's literally not one white man born from any time.
Honestly, you're
like,
right.
No, but like for real, like who became famous? Like, no.
I mean, but like,
oh, come
right,
on, that's
maybe.
Wait,
Jesus.
No, there has to be one.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
No, Jesus was black.
I'm gonna say yeah, Jesus definitely wasn't a white dude. That dad wasn't a white dude. That
hey, Jesus was black.
That dude from the Middle East.
Wait, but you went to Disney when you were a kid?
I think I went when I was a very, very small child. And I remember seeing Aladdin and I remember
Disney World or
else.
Disneyland? Disney
Which
World.
One is in Florida?
World.
I've been to Actually, I have been to Disneyland as well.
As an adult.
When I went to LA, apparently if you go on your birthday it was free. So I had nothing
Wait,
to do.
What?
Excuse yeah. me?
You go on your birthday. It's not like you and a friend. It's like
just you.
It's like you. So I remember one day I was in L.A., I had just moved, had no friends, and I just drove to Disneyland.
But okay.
It's good to know.
That is really good to know.
It was lit.
Because literally, like...
James is
well,
very excited.
Just because I was like, for my honeymoon, I kept saying I want to go to... I like want to spend like a day at like a big amusement park like that.
A day?
You know, because my wife isn't into him as much. And I was like, so Kat, we can go around the time of our birthdays and then like we could just go. And I didn't know that on your birthday you can go.
Our
birthdays are very close together. We could have two free days.
Yeah, so I remember when I went,
so
you could go and then you could get
she married the wrong person.
clearly married the wrong dude.
So you love theme parks.
I'm not gonna get on roller coasters and stuff like that, but I even just like going.
So you don't even like the best part
I just
about
like
a theme park?
I like going to them. I like being around the people and the energy and the
How?
Joy.
Yeah, like
you're
being
so
around
commercial.
The people and the energy and the
James
joy.
Is the most commercial
like,
ever
crowded and
it's like not everyone's there to like have a good time and like eat cotton candy and stuff.
It's like so yeah.
I really do like it.
I never went to Disney World or Disneyland until I still never been to Disney World, but I went to Disneyland like a couple of years ago. My friend Jesse Goldwater.
Did you like it?
I liked some of the rides. Yeah,
I love
they were fun. Oh, it was like Pirates of the Caribbean. Like the ride was like interesting because it was just like really cool animatronics. Uh-huh. Like they're just really well.
Was it
made.
The movie? Did you go after the movie had come out?
Yeah.
So they had the Johnny Depp stuff in there, and they updated it. I'm assuming.
I don't think they updated it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did in the beginning or the end, but like it was mostly just like it was like I was going through that ride and I was like, this has not like how did they
what is the movie
right,
that they
like,
made?
What, like I don't but my thing is like how do they even think like let's make a movie off of this? It's not a thing to make a movie off of other than it's just the name. I guess it's just the name and then people were like that's all you need.
Well, I've been to Disney World and Land. I think I did the ride. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I remember, like there were times in the movie where like things would happen. I'd be like, oh, that feels familiar, very familiar. But then the only thing that I remember from the ride is there's like a moment when you're in a chair and then the chair like turns to face a mirror and there's like a ghost in the mirror with like it looks like it's there with you. That's the only thing. That's the only thing
that's
that
in the movie too.
I don't think that that's an, I don't think that any. Like I mean like
wait that wait what ride was that?
I think that was Haunted Mansion.
Oh, that was okay.
I think so, but I don't. You know what I mean? I went so long ago that I don't.
The Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
That's the one I remember.
No way.
That was pretty good.
I remember that on. I remember that ride from Full House. Because Full House went.
Right.
And what was it? The boyfriend was the voice of Aladdin.
Right.
So at one point, I just remember at one point she daydreams and he's just wearing the Aladdin outfit. Uh-huh. And then they go into the Tower of Terror and it's like, oh, cool. That's literally the only thing I know about Tower of Terror is like they did it on Full House. But not the Netflix Full House, the other one. I like the other
one. It's the same.
Nope, it's different.
Nobody thought you meant the Netflix.
I'm just saying.
There was not one person listening to this.
They might have thought. Like, I said Full House. They probably like,
no,
because oh,
first of all, the Netflix Full House is called Fuller House.
Yeah, because it's
wait,
like,
it's called
like,
Fuller House?
Yeah, because it's more people.
It's more people and they live inside the Haunted Mansion. So.
That,
why
was,
did
a, that
you?
Was a stretch. That was a stretch.
No, what?
No,
that
no,
was
no.
a stretch. Well,
what even was that?
Well, I'm trying to explain Fuller House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's more people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They live inside the
no.
Wait, what? What? This, you tried.
What
he
was
tried
that
to
pause?
Think about it. He was like, I can figure this out. I can figure this out. You know what, Emily? Can you just start
it's a different
show?
House, the Haunted Mansion.
Shut up, John.
Jonathan Braylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is. Men can jump.
All right. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Is that what the song is?
Grim grinning ghosts. Yes, that is the song.
What?
Yeah, that's what you know the quartet.
Yeah, they sang so many things that I don't remember. Yeah. I remember the end where they're just like, "What did they ask?"
Will you keep it down? And they sing like, "We will keep it down."
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Y'all talking about a quartet right now. I don't remember.
What are you talking about? The four head, the singing
yeah,
head
the,
statue.
The singing heads.
You didn't watch
literally
the movie.
This.
You didn't watch the movie.
I definitely watched it.
There were four singing
heads. There were
head
four
statues.
Singing heads in the movie,
and it was like at the end. It was like the last thing.
Yo, honestly,
do you? You didn't watch this movie.
What movie
God,
did you
it?
Watch?
I watched it yesterday.
Okay. First of all, people need to know that this amazing voice they're hearing right now is Jonathan Braylock.
Oh God. This is Gerard Milligan.
And my name is James.
Sorry, why am I? Are you going to say your full name? Or?
You ran out of breath. You ran out of breath.
Did you go to sleep?
The third.
Oh, my.
Why am I here? I got one. Like, what? What is...
stop banging the tape.
They need to know my frustrations.
So we are a film review podcast. We review... films starring leading black actors. We talk about them in the context of race.
That's true.
And diversity in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is the last week of October.
But we're doing two more Halloween movies.
We messed up.
We're in it. We realized
we wanted a real horror movie for the Halloween week, but instead, you're getting the Haunted Mansion. Which is a family comedy, scary movie.
Yeah,
starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
you mean what?
I mean, if I was a little kid and I went to see this movie,
based off of a Disney, the Disney ride, the Haunted Mansion.
They have legit nowadays. They have legit horror kid movies. They have. They have like Tim Burton had one like 2 years ago. They had one that came out this year by Eli Roth.
Yeah,
Goosebumps 2 came out. They know how
to
do family.
Oh, you're
horror.
Talking about the.
The Eli Roth one, what was it called?
With Jack Black.
Yeah.
I just mean
the house.
This house has clocks in the walls.
This house has too many clocks.
House with a clock in the walls?
Yeah, the house with a clock in its walls.
Apparently it's supposed to be like actually
scary.
Was it good? You like it?
I liked it. It wasn't scary though.
I'd rather talk about that movie than this.
I just mean there are images that would be scary.
Marsha Thompson is also in this.
Yeah, she's great.
Who's that?
Marsha Thompson.
She was the wife.
Oh.
Jennifer Tilly. And then who's the kid?
Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, yeah. Mark John Jeffries.
Oh, Chucky's wife.
Now this kid, wasn't this kid Lady in a Chucky. Bunch of stuff when he was young?
The boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a bunch of stuff.
Okay. He was an amazed kid in Spider-Man 2.
Uh-oh.
I feel like he was in a... No, okay. I feel like I've seen this.
You have. You've seen him in everything.
He was in a bunch of stuff.
That kid was in everything.
He was the bus stop kid in Charlie's Angels.
Is he still acting? Yes, right?
Yeah, I assume so.
I don't have a phone.
All right. Anyway. And what else do we have to say about this?
Tomatoes, it's a super famous.
13%. It's super famous for losing money, wasn't it?
Oh.
Maybe not. It actually made money internationally.
It was supposed to be like once Disney did Pirates of the Caribbean, it was supposed to be like the next in their. I mean, Marvel didn't have their universes yet, but it was the next in the line of
rides. Disney property.
Right. It cost $90 million to make.
Whew.
Only made $75 million domestically, but it made 100 something foreign. So, like, the overall total was like $185 million.
Oh, so. You know, I mean,
they probably paid a lot for promotions. They probably didn't really make that much money off this
movie.
Yeah. But I don't know if they lost money. Maybe they didn't lose money.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. But
when did it come out? What year?
2003.
The year right after Pirates.
I worked at a movie theater when it came out. So I remember. Yeah. So I wasn't sure if I remembered this or if I was like making up this memory. But yeah, I remember it being like people went like.
Right.
It was doing OK.
Right. All right, there's really nothing else.
Well, this movie's actually being remade again.
Is it actually, or is that they just were going to try?
Well, I know Guillermo del Toro is supposed to make it a scary movie.
But is he actually doing it?
I know that he has like three different projects.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
I mean, you could make this scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's be real. There is no concept. Okay, I guess we should do initial thoughts first.
Yeah.
But the concept of the movie is... a family on their way to a vacation decide to stop by this mansion because that they're going to maybe sell it. The parents are going to maybe sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they get there and then, you know, some weird stuff starts happening. The roads get flooded, so they have to stay there overnight and it's haunted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Who wants to start with initial thoughts?
Okay. Oh.
No, I don't.
I'm going to go last.
Okay, so I'll start then. I have tried to watch this movie just in life maybe four or five times.
How is that possible?
Maybe four or five times.
How is that possible?
Because I love Eddie Murphy and it felt like a movie that I was supposed to like. So I've tried to watch it so many times. And
was this no? I'm sorry. Dr. Doolittle was the star of Eddie Murphy doing family movies, so never mind.
Okay, not Nutty Professor. Dr. Doolittle was pre. Oh, is that not a family movie?
Nutty Professor's pushing it.
Yeah,
I feel like Nutty Professor. I don't know. I was younger when it came out, but I know like my parents didn't want me to see it.
But so I did try. So I've tried to watch this so many times, and I just like glaze over almost immediately. Like I feel like. It's just very much a kid's movie, and it doesn't feel like it has the stuff to, like, get adults interested at all. Like, it doesn't have that. It doesn't teeter that line well enough. So, like, I don't like it at all. I don't like this movie. There are things I, like, laughed a couple times. I do think that Eddie Murphy is, like, funny. You know what I mean? Like, some of his ad-libs and stuff are like, oh, that's funny, and I... You know, but it even that got old after a while, and it you know just I don't know. I think it is cool that it's like this black family that it centers on. I guess it didn't have to be that. You know, it could have been they could have just got four white people, and
that's cool.
That was it. You know, but that's it. I mean, it just feels like feels like nothing is happening in it. It takes so long for them to do the like for. Them to do the thing of like, oh, she's his wife or whatever, you know, like, And then all of that happens within the span of like 10 minutes. So then what the real movie is only takes place for like 10 minutes at the end of the movie. Anyway, like, so I just wasn't into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
this movie was such a waste of my life. I don't remember most of it. I remember watching it yesterday morning. And honestly, hey, y'all talk about those Quartetta hits. I legit don't remember. Like, straight up, I don't. Like, I remember them getting to the house. I remember the ghosts. I remember, like, the paintings. I remember, like...
He was outside, and he was like, where's the key? And they're like, where's the key? I don't remember the songs. But.
That, no, I remember him being followed by fucking band instruments.
Yeah, that did happen.
I don't remember that.
I'm going to say what's so interesting about this movie. Is this movie... You don't remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember him being
followed. No, that followed. Happened.
No, I'm sure it happened. I just don't remember
that was
him.
A whole sequence.
Yeah. Just don't remember, like, it specifically being banned.
This movie is such a waste of my life. That I haven't, and this is about to get real personal. I haven't slept in so long, but to spend,
oh my God,
a long period of time to watch trash movie, I'm actually upset. I'm upset I had to watch it, and I'm more upset that I have to talk about it because it was so. And you know why else I'm mad? Because fucking Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah,
Eddie Murphy is so great.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I get why he did it. It was a big payday. It was a Disney movie, yeah. But damn it, did he read the script? Where is his boys? I get it.
Where's his boys?
Yeah, no, hear me out. I get it. Somebody to tell him, hey, don't do this. Your reps want to make money. Your reps want to make money. So they're probably going to be like, yo, this is a big payday. It's a family movie. Pirates came out. It was a hit. You should do it. I get that. But where is your man's being like, nigga, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If one of y'all let me make a dumbass movie like this, y'all, I'm holding y'all accountable too.
I would do this movie if somebody.
I know you would, James. That's no offense, but you already just said you commercial.
I feel like
this
is
a James movie.
A little bit.
No.
But I would do that movie.
I get it.
But I'm, yeah.
But Eddie shouldn't have. Shit, man. He's Eddie Dan Murphy. He already been rich, bruh. Yo, I'm honestly. Please, someone. Right. John, like this movie.
I mean.
Please,
well,
someone.
Here's what I have to say about it. This movie's an utter delight.
Thank God. I needed someone.
An this utter movie is delight?
A true delight. This movie made me happy.
Why?
I like 20 minutes into the movie.
Okay, great.
Literally 20 minutes into the movie, I was like, I love this movie.
What? 20 minutes?
Yo. This movie. This movie was so fun.
Is this
it was
real?
Spooky?
Okay. Everyone needs to know.
No, wait.
People listening need to know.
It's not scary. It's not scary, but it was spooky.
No.
You can't see Bray's face, but he is literally. I didn't know Bray when he was 12. This is a 12 year old Bray I'm looking at, right?
It was spooky.
No, man. I don't believe this.
I never saw it. I never saw this movie. I remember when it came out, I was like, this movie looks so dumb. And then I watched and I was like, yeah, this is awesome. Here's the thing.
I don't believe
this. Here's the thing that you also have to know.
I don't believe you.
Jack Black's Goosebumps? Dope.
Oh, I also glazed over.
I heard that.
Also glazed over watching that,
too. Also, Jack Black in a house with a clock in his walls? Also love that. So maybe I just like this genre.
I don't
of,
get
like,
it. I'm supposed
scary
to
movie
like
for kids.
I'm really supposed to
I'm
like these movies.
Because I'm also down with Hocus Pocus, but
I like
everyone
Hocus
loves Hocus
Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. Don't throw Hocus Pocus in the same realm as Haunted Mansion.
I will.
Hey, I will walk out of here
the
right now.
The Haunted Mansion.
Yo, I will.
Put some respect on it.
No, don't do that right now.
Yo, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you say the Haunted Mansion is as good as Hocus Pocus. I'm not doing it.
I won't say it's
I'm not fucking
I will,
doing
you're
it.
Right. I won't say it's as good as, it's not as good as Hocus Pocus.
Okay, wait.
It's definitely fun. This, Eddie Murphy is really funny in it.
He is not.
I think he's really funny in it. I think the kid is really funny. The more so the little boy than
the little girl.
Than the little girl. The little girl's good too. Not to shade her too much, but
the little boy was seasoned though.
But little boy, yeah. And then and the wife was great too. I thought the wife was great.
She was so goddamn bland. First off,
no, she was great.
No,
and very pretty.
First off, you
I know take, that's sexist. But she was.
You gonna take this black family, and this is the thing. I know this is a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying there's a proper way to act black, proper way to act, or whatever. But you're gonna take this family. These kids have such an urban sensibility to them. Mm. Mm-hmm. So Eddie Murphy is going in and out of the code switch. And you got this girl. First off, in real life, hair is super curly big. Y'all gave her this perm, and y'all have her doing this like whimsical, like,
similarly was like, I was going in and out between like, are they like making her look a certain way?
I was kind of feeling that to this woman, yo.
But it's hard because I don't.
She's in a suburb, but she's selling houses.
I don't know if I can speak.
There are people like this.
Speak on it. You know, yeah, like I think there are people like that. So it's like, I was feeling
how
weird about
kids,
it too.
The kids from the suburbs.
Right.
How do kids act like that?
I'm sorry. Are these still your initial thoughts, Brent?
I don't want to talk about this.
This is great. Okay. So let's start. Let's just start the movie.
I don't even remember what the fucking movie
is. Oh, I remember everything about it. So the beginning of the film is the most pointless scene in the movie.
Right. But they try to explain. You're talking about during the title sequence, right?
Yeah. Not the title sequence. So the title sequence is like them like kind of showing like what happened
this
in this house.
The history.
It was like, you know, they love each other.
Lovers
and then
died.
The you know, the girl died. I didn't know that she killed. I couldn't really tell what was happening, but I just saw like she's like asleep on or dead on the whatever sofa. Mm-hmm. And then the one guy like hangs himself and everybody's like, and then it's like haunted. And yeah. then it cuts to like present day and like a little kid rides up on a bicycle and like delivers a newspaper.
Yeah, what?
Ain't nobody live in this house.
Yeah, why?
Now this kid knows that ain't nobody live in this house. Why this kid delivering a newspaper and then all of a sudden a ghost face just comes out of the house and goes blah and scares him. And he's like, ah! And then he drops a bunch of flyers with Eddie Murphy. Why did he have all those? He had mad flyers for Eddie Murphy's.
Yeah, because that's how he delivers. That's sure. how he distributes. They own Evers and Evers.
I looked it up. That kid was like the nephew or the... He was related to the director.
No.
And I was like, no wonder this pointless scene was in the movie.
Casper also starts with like a kid on a bike.
That's true, too. That is true. Now we get to the good stuff.
Yeah, now
because Eddie Murphy's smiling.
Here comes Eddie Murphy. Wait, hold on. I'm on board at this point in the movie, right? Because here comes Eddie Murphy. I'm talking about Eddie Murphy's out here. He's doing his thing.
He's smiling.
He's hustling. You know what I mean? Hey, Evers and Evers. What does he say? Evers and Evers. We want to keep you happy for Evers and Evers. This part is fun. I'm enjoying this.
For Evers and Evers, that's funny. Gerard's laughing.
This is so bad.
He thinks it's fun.
It is so. I laughed at one part in this movie.
Oh, okay. What part?
It's like coming up when the people are like,
in the beginning.
And he's like, is it when he's at the restaurant?
Yeah.
And he's like, just sign this thing. I was like, that's the
just
only
sign
part.
Damn papers.
That's the only part I laughed at this whole movie.
That was so funny. Just sign the damn papers. Screams at him.
That was it. That was it.
Because he's just like, come on, please. Just sign the papers. I just got to go for my butt. You know, he tells them that it's his anniversary, and they're like, "Oh!" And like, he's still.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. This is not happening. You guys didn't enjoy this.
This part, I liked this part.
You know, like it's like he's good. So here's the thing, man. Here's me. You got a black man. He's got his own company.
Yeah.
Real estate company, and he's great at his job.
Yeah, he was.
And
really
not
good.
Only no, he's it's not just his. It's him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They tag teaming. They both doing it. She calls him up. She knows what the deal is. He's trying to sell this house, trying to get a close. They're like, I don't know. She calls him. He starts saying, oh, blah, 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 blah. They play this little game. They're like, oh, you know what? We'll take the house. Boom, bada, bing, bop, bop. That's a beautiful black family.
Gerard is angry.
They're all together. And then he gets home.
People at home need to know Gerard is...
Then he gets
visibly
home.
Upset.
He gets home and the kids, you know, they're good kids. The little boy's scared of spiders. Who's not scared of spiders?
Okay, wait, but I didn't like this part. Okay, so this was when I think I was starting to realize like there's something weird about the tone of this movie.
Okay.
So he's with the little boy. This mm-hmm. is actually probably a few scenes later at this point. But it's still in the opening, like during he's with the little boy, and the little boy's like scared of the spiders.
Scared of spiders.
And he's like, son, you just gotta whack your own spider. Okay.
Great lesson.
He keeps saying, You got to whack your own spiders.
You got to whack your own spiders.
He keeps saying it in such a way that I'm like, I don't like the way he's hitting whack. He's hitting whack in a way that I'm like, they trying to make a masturbation joke.
Yep.
And I think they were, because then there was a point when
I missed that.
So I think they were, because then there was a point when he said, you don't got to whack it, just hit it. They like, he literally like changed the word from whack to, and then I was like, and then the sister comes in and they're like, no, but I'm just trying to tell your brother how to whack his own spot. This don't have nothing to do with you, you know, like, and obviously it's his journey with the spiders and like being a man and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But this scene felt like they were like trying to do a masturbation joke. And it also just felt off color to the movie so far, like what we had been dealing with the movie so far. And then it was like the inability to balance, like Eddie Murphy's, like, he, you know, still being a little bit raw, you know, he got a little bit of raw in him.
Not no more.
But I do think that even in some of his ad libs later, he was like, they like kept doing that. Mm-hmm. And like, it was like, that is funny, but you're not balancing it. So that was the issue that I, that was
well,
the
that
beginning
went over
of
my
me
head,
having issues with
and
it.
I think it would have went over any child's head.
Right, yes.
Because that's a kind of a stretch.
Right, no. It,
I'm not saying that he didn't try. That
was a whacking joke. Definitely,
that's the thing. It was a stretch. And I was just like,
I felt, I thought he was just emphasizing whack because it's a funny word to say.
Whack.
Well, I thought it was about sex.
Whack. Yeah, yeah.
Well, but that's, you know, that's a little bit for the adults, a little bit for the kids. Whack is a funny word. They ain't
whack
thinking
is
about
a funny word.
They're not thinking about that.
Whack is a funny word. Hold up. I'm back whack on board.
You know what I mean? And like actual scene itself was like, you know, he's just trying to teach us. He's like, you know, don't be scared. You got to stand up. And I was like, ooh, what a great setup.
What a great setup. What?
Set up for a haunted mansion, baby. You know, that's what we came here for. We're about to get a haunted mansion. It's going to be so fun because we're here and he's like telling his kid not to be scared. And you know Eddie about to be scared. You know he about to be scared because he going to have to stand up to his own fears too. Now, the best part about this
oh man, I can't,
is that him and his wife having a little trouble.
I'm sorry. I can't. That killed me. Set up for a haunted mansion. Actually, I think I'm broken. I think. Give me a second. Okay.
This is the worst. This, the fact that. We've been talking about this movie.
It's fine. It's fine. Some people have darkness in their hearts.
Okay, wait, but then, so wait. Okay. It was definitely set up for what we were about to
see.
And then
I liked the character building. I understood all these characters. They all made sense to me. It was like, you had the daughter who was like, she's not scared. She's like, she's trying to do things her way. You know, she knows what's up. She knows a little bit more than the parents are trying to pretend like she does. You got the little boy. He's scared. He's nervous. He's practical, pragmatic.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, most people are like, I'm with this little boy. I mean, my man does some of the best walk off. Like, he is great.
No,
his physical timing.
Some of that was, some of that I did actually like. Like, some of the, when he's like, there's like one moment where when they're running away from the tomb. And he walks off and he says something. I can't remember what the line was, but he says some line like, before he's like, I'm scared of spiders. And then now he goes, he says like, I'm scared of Latin. He says something like that. Like, oh man, I'm scared of Latin. And it's like, what? I'm scared of Latin.
That was very funny.
There
was like a part where like the like, elevator like comes up and like opens his door and he just goes, just walks away. I was like, that's come on, you had to laugh at that part.
I honestly don't remember it.
Yeah, you guys weren't watching the movie. That's why you didn't like it. So
I don't remember it. I feel like I was watching
the
movie.
It was like perfect timing. He literally was like, he didn't say nope, but his body language was like, nope. It just starts walking away.
Yeah, that is true. Some of his walkaways were funny.
And the wife, the relationship with the wife, it was like, the wife
so
was
trash.
Like, look, I'm about working and getting like whatever, but you have to enjoy life as well.
Yeah,
it can't
okay,
all
wait.
Be about work.
So I identified with this part heavily. Mm-hmm. There's a part when they're driving,
yep.
and especially because they run this business together, I feel like I connected to it too, because Kat and I are both actors, and so we have this thing where we try to get away and we try to enjoy ourselves, but then for whatever reason, I am like almost always called to do something the second we go away to do something. It has happened every single time, and it's always something that is like, oh, this is the biggest blank I've ever gotten in my life. Like, it has happened.
Opportunity.
Opportunity. Right. Yeah, whatever it is. Callback, showcase, whatever. It has literally always happened the second we try to go away. And the moment when they're driving and he's like on the phone with whoever it is,
maybe
I can come back early. I was like, oh man, bruh. he was like so happy when he looked at her.
And she was like,
and she was just the death stare. Yes. I was like, oh, that is my.
He's like, okay, Monday. And then what happened? He was like, all right, Monday. And it was fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like, mm-hmm. bro,
you don't need to do this right now.
You don't need to do it right now.
But it wasn't.
Walk away.
It came back up later on. That's incorrect. Like,
what do you mean?
Oh, did
it? The whole point of him being selfish is the reason they got in an argument when they got to the hotel. Like, this movie, without hotel, what the fuck were they at?
Yeah.
A mansion?
The haunted mansion. Like,
no, right. No, you're right. I mean, that was the lesson that he had to keep learning. He was like,
did he learn it?
But didn't they?
He did learn at the
okay,
end.
But wait. But so, because I was sort of glossing. I was sort
that,
of.
The
I
start, Monday thing was some. It
was a different one.
House.
It wasn't the haunted mansion.
Because he's just trying to work the whole time. Even them going to the haunted mansion was something that she didn't want to do. And he talked her into it by saying, like, it'll only be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which.
I mean,
they,
I wish the movie
they,
was only 20 minutes.
They took that, they took that 20 minute joke and ran it into the ground.
Yeah.
They ran that joke into the ground. I was like, this is not strong enough for you guys to repeat four more times in the movie. They kept repeating it.
Come on, it'll be 20 minutes.
That said,
this should have been like a half hour TV special.
I mean, that's what they
should have been robbed of my joy.
This should have been this should have been on Disney. It should have been like a Disney movie.
I mean, they put it on Disney
that
after
came out for kids.
I do think that they definitely had material to do a really solid like a solid 30 minute. Like it would have been it would have been
45 maybe.
45 maybe.
But this shit,
I don't know what
like,
you're talking
this
about.
Shit is
what?
So bad.
Tell me one scene that was not necessary.
Well, okay, wait. So, the one whole, scene that wasn't necessary.
The point of this movie. The point of this movie is every other Haunted Mansion we've ever seen, right? This time it's supposed to be about a lover. Got it, right?
Yeah.
We don't get into this big mystery of everything until maybe 30, 40 minutes into this fucking movie. Mm. Then by the time this white dude confesses.
But we know something's up.
But this is the point. The whole shit is like, it's not creative. We've seen this shit before, and we've seen it executed better by a child in preschool. I've seen a goddamn Jimmy Kimmel special when he's like, kids reenact fucking horror movies that are better than this piece of shit.
Yeah.
And think about this trash-ass
movie. What movie is like this movie?
Every haunted, there's literally a Netflix.
Name
this is
one.
A haunted house.
No, you name one.
There's a movie called Haunted House, House on Haunted Hill. There's a Netflix.
Yeah, that's
the
right now.
The Haunting is a.
Those are for adults. Those are for adults. This is for family.
You mean for kids.
Oh, you talking about for fucking family?
Monster House.
Yeah, cool.
Monster House. That's a good
movie.
It's
a cartoon.
I love Monster House.
This movie is
terrible. Cartoon.
Monster House is really good.
It's a cartoon.
But this movie had a $90 million budget. Part of that reason had to be.
I mean,
because of the fact that
there's so many special. There's
they
so much
animated
CGI.
The shit out of this movie.
There's so much CGI in this movie.
It's like
there's more. It's like CGI. It's like some of the CGI you obviously know, but there's some like they like did CGI on the house. They did CGI
like,
with the tombs.
That
they,
was interesting. That was something about the making of the movie that I thought was interesting because there would be very clear times where it's like, okay, here we are. We're in a very clearly in a set.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would like walk, like when they walked up the stairs to go out of the tomb, it was like, now they're walking into the green screen and then now they're walking out. It was like, I don't know. I thought that was, if I were Eddie Murphy and I were getting this movie, he probably had an understanding that it was
Monster House came out in 2006. That movie copied this movie.
Uh-oh.
This movie's still shit.
I just thought that was interesting. Like that would be something, to talk about like the motives, that would be something that I would be excited about if I were Eddie Murphy. Like, oh yeah, they're gonna be animating this. It's gonna look, you know, it's gonna look like I'm in like a huge mansion and like, oh, the big sweeping graveyard, like that stuff, that did look cool. But then it got, it felt like it was like too much. They were like
special effects on top of practical, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was like.
Let's keep. No, I think the CGI was really good in this movie. 2003. No, you got to remember, this was like the year of like some really terrible CGI.
Right.
Movies.
Yeah. Attack of the Clones came out around.
Attack of the Clones was 2002.
Yeah. So, like, but it was like that was an orgy of special effects. Mm-hmm. Whereas this like tried to blend a little bit more, but it was still, to me, it was still like, it wasn't bad. I thought it looked good.
Yeah, I mean, it's 15 years old.
Yeah, but
at this point,
but it, you know, but it just felt like they were like really hitting you over the head with it. You know,
I thought it was really good. I thought the special effects were really good, especially for the time, because I remember, like, what is it called? Like Matrix Reloaded and like Revolutions. Was I think those came out in like 2002. God, just stop.
Right.
Yeah. But this was like, you know, because a lot of it was, here's the thing, when you have CGI for things that are not real, it's usually better. Than like trying to animate humans.
Right. Like, the CGI for the ghosts is good.
Yeah.
And then that, too, is like the actors are doing it for some of it.
Also, my man, who's this dude? Who's the butler? Who's the bad guy? I mean, he was creepy.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
He was great.
He was very funny.
You're not going to give him props?
For being funny?
There was something else that he was.
Terrence Stamp?
That he was in where he played a very similar part, like creepy old. I mean, I feel like he probably has been doing that for so long. But there was I feel like I was laughing at this because of this other thing that he was very funny. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean? He has that timing like down of like, I'm evil. You know what I mean? Like it's like there's like something in it that's like very funny. So when
his is just like, of course.
Yeah. When it comes to light that he did it, and he's like, of course I did it. It's like weirdly evil and hilarious at the same time. Like,
right.
He did a good job of that.
I thought the reasoning for them going to the house made sense. It was like they get this phone call that was like, hey, there's this big house. And he's like, oh my God, like that place is a mansion. Like this place, like we can make so much money for this thing. Like, come on, let's just stop by there. We'll be there 20 minutes. They're like at the gate, you know, waiting for it to go. It opens. They go in.
Yeah.
And then like they're like, dinner. And he's like, oh, just like we'll stay for dinner because the kids were talking about they were hungry. And they're like, you know, just have a little soup.
Yeah. I thought the ad-libs during this part I liked, like, or I guess they're probably some of this is scripted, but like I like the way that Eddie is trying to like keep them there.
Right.
I also like the way that I really like, I mean, I know this is before that, but when they see the graveyard in the backyard and they're like, are you really trying to sell this? You can really do that. And then Eddie, he says something like, yeah, because I'm concerned about the well-being in the future of my kid. Like he has something where he's like, yeah, I'll spin this because I care about, you know.
A moment where he was like, I'm trying to give you guys some... He was like, I'm trying to provide for you guys, or you know, make sure you live better than I did. And they're like, oh, sorry, Dad, I didn't know you had a hard life growing up. I didn't.
Right? Yeah. I didn't. Like, want you to live a life better.
What
than
you
mine?
Doing this for? Come on, that part was original. That's an original line.
That is pretty funny.
Yep.
That is pretty funny.
Yep.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Nice.
Now, listen, guys. You know about BetterHelp because we've talked about it here on the show many times. But if you're new and you're like, what is BetterHelp? How's your social battery right now? Let's start with that question. Because I don't know about you, sometimes... Whew, social gatherings, you know, they start picking up in the spring and the summertime. And it's a lot. It could be a lot to just have to socialize with people because, you know, we went through a pandemic. You know what I mean? We were indoors for a long time.
Yeah.
Mine is draining. I have trouble being around. I already had trouble being around people, but now
especially post-pandemic, I'm, your boy is struggling.
You know, I found a black male therapist from BetterHelp, actually. Wow. I truly, truly enjoy him because, look, it's been a rough year. Not a rough 2024, but a full year that's only gotten, like, more stressful. So I'm like, it has been a lifesaver to actually have a person you seems helpful with actionable things. Also, because you don't want to be, especially in a social setting, always complaining or like always down or in the corner. So I just avoid it for the most part.
Yeah. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I'm in therapy as well. Like, it is great for me and just like talking through issues that you can't always talk about with your friends. With BetterHelp, it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
Priceline presents Go to Your Happy Price. What's up? It's Kaylee Cuoco. When it comes to travel, we all have a happy place. You can see yourself already there. It's beautiful. It might be sunny and sandy for some, neon and urban for others, deserts or rainforests or hiking trails. With Priceline, you can get to your happy place for a happy price with deals you really can't find anywhere else, like up to 60% off select hotels to Costa Rica or 5-star hotels for 2-star prices in Cabo. Go to Priceline.com and travel to your happy place for a happy price. All right, see ya. I'm off to Miami. No, actually, wow, look at that. No, I'm going to Hawaii now. Ooh, Cancun looks nice. You know what? Belize looks pretty nice this time of year. Or, Palm Springs.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is Will Arnett. We are inviting you to follow us as we go on tour and we take our podcast Smartless on the road. Join us and watch any boundaries we previously had disappear. Like you've never seen us before, you'll see us on the road, ordering lunch, roasting each other, and on stage as we surprise each other with a mystery celebrity guest in each city. Boy, that sounds amazing.
Welcome to Smartless!
Don't miss our new series, Smartless on the Road, streaming May 23rd, only on Max. Subscription required.
So, you open Google Chrome on your phone, you're hunting for a super rare first edition vinyl of a band you're obsessed with, when you're supposed to be working. But this site you tapped on seems pretty shady. And Daryl from IT just jumped up from his desk. Oh no, he's coming your way. It's a good thing built-in malware protection keeps you safe and sound. Not from Daryl, though. Sorry. There's no place like Chrome. Download Google Chrome on your phone.
That's funny.
We're part of the movie. Are we just getting to the house?
We're still in it.
We're in the house, baby. Yeah, like, we're in the house. The butler's being creepy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they have the house. Then they get split up into the different places.
Now, this is the point. To Gerard's point.
You just mad because it's to Gerard's point, original?
This was when I texted you guys, what is even happening in the movie? Because.
Right. You weren't paying
attention. Because I was like, I started glazing over. Like maybe 20 minutes before this. And I was really like, I don't even know why they're here. I don't know what's going on. Like, I was like so lost.
You gotta be in the mood to watch it.
Yeah, I feel like it's
you gotta
like,
be in a mood to watch every movie.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
You ain't in the mood to watch a movie.
This movie made me want to go watch Hocus Pocus. It made me actually want to go watch like the movies that come on. Like,
I think that is a testament to how good it is.
I think it's a testament to how bad it is. I was like,
the
this
movie's
is
so good, it made you want to watch this a movie whole
was,
other
this movie was so
movie.
Bad that I was like, I don't want to see. Because my thing is, it made me question whether or not I just don't like kids horror movies. I was like, because it can't.
As an adult.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I just don't like them.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Hotel Transylvania is my shit.
The nostalgia here's the thing. See Goosebumps or
see,
a House in the Clock?
I liked Goosebumps.
Oh, you did like Goosebumps.
I liked Goosebumps. Because to me, Goosebumps, I feel like this is a good comparison. Where I know you said this movie is spooky, like Goosebumps had enough jokes, but also was like kind of creepy. Like I get it. Like I really want to see the Eli Roth one because I heard it actually is it has images and stuff that is kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
that wasn't scary at all.
Well, I'm not saying it's scary, but I'm like, to me, like, at least they tried to be spooky. Whereas
in
this movie,
I was more scared watching The Haunted Mansion than I was House and the Clock in the Walls. I don't know. I actually don't even understand when people say, like, I don't know what they think is scary in that movie.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask.
Like, I mean, maybe it's like anything that's scary in that movie, like, you can also say, like, zombies in this. There are zombies in this movie. There's
are
like
scary.
One zombie they, in the House and the Clock in its Walls.
The zombies in this.
Oh, like, I know it. Like, you know what it is? I know what it is they think is scary in that thing. It's like, there's like a scene where, like, a bunch of toys come alive. So. I guess for some people, like dolls are scary. Like,
yeah, even just saying toys come alive in a scary context, I that already made me go, oh, that's scary.
That's scary. Yeah. See, for me, like, that stuff is never scary. Like, when people are like, a toy comes alive, like Chucky, like, I was like, that's the least scary thing in the world to me.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, oh, that's freaky. I will stomp the shit out of a doll.
Right.
Like, it will not. Like, that's not scary to me. A freaking ghost that I can't touch,
right?
And that can touch me. First of all, I hate that. I hate it. How come when I go like this, my hands go through you, but you can hold me? How does that even work?
That's true.
I'm mad at it.
That's true.
I'm mad at it. I'm mad when it happened in this movie.
Yeah.
But that is like, that's much freakier to me than like.
Than
freaking,
a doll coming alive.
A doll coming
Even just the idea.
Like, I understand
really
dolls
just
are creepy,
the idea of it is scary to me.
Like,
right
Annabelle
now.
Like, is really scary
about
to people.
A doll just coming, like, just, there's nothing in here. But, like, if just a figurine just came to life and just started moving, that's freaky. And I think that in this, like, while none of this scared me, I do think that the images are scary images. Right. Like, if I'm a kid, like, the zombies coming to life, especially when they, like, they zoom in, there's like the wall of zombies in the crypt, and they're like all coming out. It's like, ooh, that the way their hands move and stuff, it's like that would scare
a kid.
The
scariest part in this movie to me was when Eddie Murphy's like looking in the mirror and he's like smiling, and then his like, then he becomes like a freaking like the decayed face or whatever. That was freaky.
Yeah,
I'd say the scariest part for me in this movie is once they decided to go to the Haunted Mansion. And I realized this is 15 minutes into the movie, and I have 90 so minutes
that moves,
left.
It moves pretty quick.
Once they get inside, it does move pretty fast.
I'm saying, like, they get to the Haunted Mansion pretty quickly.
That must be it, though. When Eddie turns into a zombie, that must be the moment in the ride that I'm remembering. Because when you turn, it's like a skeleton. So
that's
I think
scary.
It makes it look like it's your skeleton.
I think that's what it is. It must be.
Yeah.
Because it also... didn't make any sense.
Right.
I mean,
in the movie.
So they were just like,
in the context of the movie,
we'll
I was like,
do this.
What is this mirror?
Right.
Because like, in the context of this movie, it's like, a bunch of ghosts live here, but also just random spooky stuff is happening. Like, so that is true. That scene with the band instruments chasing him, first of all, I don't understand why.
Like, where did they come from?
Why were they chasing him? Were they really attacking him? Like, he just was scared, but like, and then he like, he gets like, but Eddie Murphy is so funny. He's just like, hey, go back in here.
Yeah. All of that was so funny.
He's like, all right, well, that may be true. First of all, he takes the realization that ghosts are real with the most.
It made me so mad. This made me so angry. While he was super funny. And all of his ranting and stuff is so funny, but it made me so mad that he was just fine. Like, fine, you a ghost. Like, it was
okay,
like,
fine, you a ghost, but I didn't go back in there. I got band instruments chasing me, a crystal ball is yelling at me.
It made me so angry. There's the part at the end where when the monster is finally defeated or whatever, and he just looks down at the face of hell, and he's just like, okay. I was like, he is looking into hell.
I mean, that has to be scary.
So
as a kid.
Casual.
Hell opening up.
But it was so bright and pretty.
There was fire. There was fire. No, hell was, I mean, it was hell. I mean, like, I got it.
It was fire. The
but
dude
it was
like lights on fire. The dude like lights on fire and then starts to drag him into hell.
You gonna tell me Eddie Murphy is gonna, and they push in on his face. So we even see him actually go, oh, that's horrifying what I'm looking at. But then I'm like, but he is gonna just supposed to just go off and just live his life with his family after looking into hell.
Well, they do those things in movies where, like, at the end, they're just like, they're buddy buddies with, like, all the things that were creeping them out before. They're just like, shut up, talking heads.
I wanted him to be like, I'm not looking back there. you think I'm going to look at the face of hell? You know what I mean? Like, something like that.
Only,
like,
the little boy was he was like, the little girl was like the floating ball, ghost ball. She was like, let's follow it. He was like, what?
Yeah.
You out your damn mind. We're going to follow a floating ghost ball. Oh, that little boy was funny, man.
Oh, yeah, he was. That boy was funny.
This movie wasn't perfect, but there are funny moments in it for sure.
Yeah, no, there's some funny moments in it.
I'm literally have nothing to say. Like, I don't, there are parts of this movie that I remember. I remember sitting down to watch this movie, and I don't. You know what it is? I could see the moment I zoned the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a moment. It was a moment Eddie and his wife got back to the room. And for some reason, because I've seen this actress before, how they played her made me so mad for some reason that I was just like, I don't like this. And I just remember just watching it because we had to, but I remember none of it.
Why?
Like, she just seemed like, you know what it was? It seemed, watching it, it seemed like at this point, seeing this actress's work, seeing how she normally looks in real life, and seeing how she was presented in this movie, it felt like they wanted a white actress in this role, but they were like, we got to have a black family. It felt dirt. Like, for some, because my thing is, she didn't act like any. I'm okay with people acting different, but just something felt off. It didn't feel like this person was a part of the family. It felt like this person was, I don't know, man. It felt like they found a fair-skinned black woman to put in this movie so they could put her in that frame, and you could see that picture frame, and it's like, oh my god, like, I see how a rich white dude back in the day would fall in love with this woman, and it just didn't feel good to me, and I was just out of it. Like, I don't remember anything.
You know, I'll also say that there was some point. Oh no, it was when he first deals with the ball, and the ball lifts him up and then puts him down, and all that stuff. Was when I gave up on the movie and stopped watching it and just watched the other movie that we have to watch. I was like, I can't. And at this point, I was like, I can't believe I've tried to watch this movie. Because I tried to watch it like 5 times.
So what was it about that part?
Upon first viewing for this time, I was like so behind. I was like, I don't even know what. I feel like that's why I don't remember the band instruments part. Did that happen before this?
It happened in this.
It happened in this sequence.
Basically, during
so
this
yeah.
Sequence.
So I was like, oh, I don't even know. I don't know what is going on. Like, I was so behind and lost, and I did not have it in me to rewind. I had been rewinding. I rewound the going into the house sequence 3 times.
Because you weren't paying attention.
Because I was like, I do not know what's happening.
So it wasn't confusing.
It was not a confusing part of the movie. It was like, I was not watching. I was glazing over. It was not. I know Gerard. I just need the audience to know I also didn't enjoy
it. It just was like, it just, you know what it is? It's like, there are movies, like John said, you got to be in the mood to watch movies. Like, and I was like, you know what? I love Halloween. I love watching horror movies. But like, in watching this movie, it just felt instantly like a waste of my time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get past it. It was like a thing where, like, it became a chore to watch it, whereas, like, I don't know, I probably remember staring out the window more than watching this movie. Yeah. So maybe when the quartet, I legit don't remember this quartet, like, in any way, shape, and
form.
It's a very short part, but it's like, so it's the part where basically the crystal ball, the woman in the crystal ball tells him, Jennifer Tilly tells him, you have to fight, and she's like speaking in rhymes, which is fun for kids.
Yeah, so, and a lot of this, if you know the ride, I feel like these are points where I'm like, oh, this feels like the ride.
That definitely felt like the ride.
Yeah,
and she's basically like, you have to find a key. You know, if you find the key, then you'll unlock the curse or blah 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 blah. And so they're like, all right, we have to go find the key. And so they're like out in the yard. Mm-hmm. They're like out in the graveyard because the backyard is a graveyard.
Great. Convenient. It's convenient.
It is.
Yep. I mean, it's spooky. They talk about it. They comment on it in the beginning. Yeah. Like, what? You know, some people have, what did he say? He's like, some people have this, some people have crazy.
Yeah. And then the wife was like, that's good. Put that in the listing. Yeah, like, yeah, they were really good at spinning. They could spin anything.
They were good at spinning ever and ever. Forever and ever. That, it. The thing about it was, like, he knew it was cheesy, but it's like that Eddie Murphy be like, Evans Evers. Like, right, there's something, the way, like, he says it that makes it funny. like, anybody else doing it, I would have been like, this is, I hate it.
Yeah.
but then, basically, they literally, actually don't, again, this was another moment where they realize ghosts are real. So, like, now because they realize ghosts are real, nothing is scary to them.
Yeah.
And so basically they hear this singing and it's like four like statues, like head statues are singing. And they're just like, hey, do you know?
Yeah, he just talks to them. I'm trying to find the key.
Hey, do you know where the key is? And they just keep singing. And basically they like take like very, honestly, jingles that have no copyright.
Yeah.
And then just like they're like, they'll be like, you know, the key will be coming around about, will he come?
Yeah.
You know, they do stuff like that. Mm. And then they just keep singing and he just gets annoyed with them and they never answer his question.
Yeah, I do not remember.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember him going to the backyard and...
Do you remember the whole sequence with the key, like with the zombies?
I remember. Yeah, like he has a zombie. The daughter has to go in the water to get the key.
Yeah.
Oh. So then he goes,
and it's
the,
quick too.
The zombie sequence was fun.
The Grim Grinning Ghost, I know, is a song connected to the Haunted Mansion, and this with me just thinking about this from an adaptation standpoint, I was like, wow, like I wish that there was more of a story. I wish they like tried to have more of a story. Like I feel very disconnected to the, like, okay, we're here to do real estate.
Do some spooky stuff.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, like sort of just what the movie is. Like, we're here to do, the fact that sequence was so quick and we were just at the ball and that sequence.
Do you wish because the story, there is nothing more to that story that I need to know. It was just the most basic story.
Yeah, like what I like about some of these haunting stories is they actually are connected somehow. Like this one was, she is not who you think she is, and that ended up being true.
Which, yeah, actually, yeah, that's like, that does feel like a plot hole in the movie.
Right,
she just looks
100% so much like her.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right. And so then,
it makes no sense that there's like, no, she just looks like me. It's
right.
Like, no, wait, time out. No, people don't just look exactly like you.
And
either this is like somebody you're related to, or this really was
this
you
was
incarnated,
you.
But like you're a different person now.
Right.
And it was a weird thing to be like, no, it just wasn't you.
Right. And I think that it was this point when I realized like, oh, I just don't even like that.
That's true. Like, here's the thing. I actually, like, my mind just rejected the whole, and I was just like, no, it was her. He just needs to move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
kind of how I, even though the floating ball was her.
Right, right.
And then they kiss, and then he's like, excuse me.
Excuse me, that's my wife.
That's my wife.
He's not really kissing your mom. That was funny.
That was funny. He's not really kissing your mom. Come on. That was the funniest sign. Oh, man. Was there any part of this movie? You just
checked
out.
He already said it. It was literally in the beginning
of
the movie.
That joke in the beginning is so funny.
That joke in the beginning, I was like, and the thing is that joke gave me hope. But it was...
So then this is coming up on the sequence.
Come on, you didn't like when the kid just... When kid just walked away. He did it twice.
He said, I'm scared of Latin. That's
funny.
I don't know why that is so funny to me. But it was like the way he said it. And it was like, boy, you ain't scared of no Latin. You know what I mean? I was like, Latin ain't scaring you. Stop it. You silly. That's how I felt about it when I watched.
He got thrown out of a window too, Eddie Murphy.
Yes, he did. And that was and it was the balance of, so that I was like, yo, he's thrown out of this window. Like that would really hurt him. Like he would like the they just it didn't balance like the weight of the situation. The second they were immediately flippant about the ghosts, it was like there aren't stakes anymore.
They had to do it. The movie that you're trying to make is too scary for kids.
Right, exactly.
And that's the thing with Guillermo del Toro. If he made that movie, it would be like, no, this is too scary for kids.
Exactly.
Scary images are already scary for them. You don't need to add the weight to it.
Right.
I mean, exactly. It's a scary movie for kids, man. Like witches.
I think it's wrong.
Witches is one of the scariest movies of all time. And I think it's great.
Also, let's be real. Hocus Pocus is not actually scary.
No.
Have you seen that as an adult?
Yeah,
it's not scary at all.
But it's fun.
Yeah, like
right,
this
but that's
movie.
What we're talking about. It's not but scary.
Also,
it's just
I also
fun.
Think, the, but also think the performances. But this is my thing. This is the thing I will say. Which you're talking about the
right.
weight. I think, for instance, I think the stakes in Hocus Pocus are more serious. Is that the witches are comedic? So meaning the kids are genuinely scared of them. They're genuinely in threat by them, and they play it very grounded. Like they're not
right.
like the kids are not playing the scenes for jokes in Hocus Pocus.
Mm.
Whereas the witches are. They're like they're having fun. It's like they're going after the kids.
Yeah.
So you get the light with the dark. You get oh, this movie is kind of scary because they're trying to suck the soul from children.
So you
right?
think it's better for the scary thing to be funny
or,
as opposed
or,
to the people
or if
who are
someone
trying to
be- or to me it's like. I think maybe this is James we're talking about. It's the tone that was off. It's like, I think you can make, it doesn't need to be like horror. It's just like someone needs to play it like this is a real thing. Like
yeah. I think the people, like the main ghosts, like the master
yeah.
and the butler were both playing it very serious. They,
yeah.
like they weren't playing for jokes at all.
But I thought the master was the only one in... The guy who played the master was the only one in the genre movie. Like he was only because the guy, even the butler dude, was cracking jokes. He was
yeah,
just doing deadpan
funny.
Jokes. You know what I mean? Like the two assistant jokes were making jokes and being all scary.
A moment that I really liked, like I genuinely liked for the standpoint of what I'm talking about is when the spiders come out.
Scary,
okay,
so.
And the spiders are there,
bunch
but
of tarantulas,
and they're being chased by the zombies, and it's literally like you have to choose to not be scared of something, you know, in order to we're gonna die if you don't do this,
right?
And then they get out and they just push the door. The spiders are still there; they're pushing the door because these zombies cannot come out. And then he picks him up, grabs him. They run away. They're still covered
spiders.
In spiders.
He's covered in spiders.
And then they
brush
get the spiders off. But like, but their lives are the important thing first. That was I genuinely enjoyed that part of the movie.
And that was a setup. What'd I tell you? It was a great setup.
My goodness.
It was. It did. It worked. It worked really well.
It was a great
well.
Setup and a good payoff.
It worked really well. It's my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what wasn't a great setup. To just ask those talking heads where the key was and then have them be at the end of the movie like they were a thing. They weren't a thing. It was just a moment that happened. And then they're like, all right, talking heads. It's like, why did you take them? Why are they here? You lugged. They have to be at least 45 pounds each. You took manual labor, hard manual labor, to put them in the back of your trunk so that they could annoy you.
This is the logic that you have a problem with. Out of everything in this movie,
honestly,
this is the
it
logic.
Doesn't make any
it
sense.
It makes no sense. And here's my thing: is like. Why are they friends with them? You were pissed at those dudes. You were always pissed at them. So why did you
but
take
the,
them on your
but
on
Roman,
your family vacation?
But the lady and
I get
Jennifer
that.
Tilly, yeah, she they were like she helped.
She yeah, helped. But she then helped. they were like, Ma, Jennifer Tilly's talking in rhymes again. Like they were just annoyed at all of the which was funny, but I was like this makes no sense. And then and then the strangest part of the movie is that it ends and then Nelly comes on?
Wait. Yo, why did this Nelly?
Would you, is you is or is you ain't?
This made me
I was
so
like,
mad.
This has nothing to do with
no,
anything.
No, man, it's like, is you down or is you not? You
no,
you down
what?
With the ghost?
Talk about a tonal shift.
That's the one thing I understood from the whole movie.
Is you down with
what?
The ghost?
That's the one thing. Wait, are y'all serious?
No.
That's the one thing I got.
It's like,
are you with this life?
No,
or nah?
this song made no.
No, it makes all this. That is literally them riding off with the ghosts and shit. It's like, yo, Are y'all down for this life? Cool. We in it now. That's the
point.
I was like,
that's right, though. This is 2003.
This is Nelly baby.
Nelly is the... If you don't have a Nelly song on your soundtrack, this movie is not going to work.
That's when we cared about soundtracks, man.
It ain't going to push.
Yo, Bad Boys 2?
That came out this year, right?
Right before... Was it this year?
'03, I think.
Yo, Bad Nelly was killing the soundtrack game. Man.
Okay, but...
That's a great song.
Is You
Shake It, like, Tail Feather is a great song.
But Is You is not a... That song wasn't made for this movie.
Not at all.
That's a song.
Has
like,
nothing to do with this
song
movie.
That song has actually an explicit message behind it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not stupid. Like,
yeah.
I was like, why did you put that at the end of
my kids? No, it didn't make any sense.
Is You with the ghost?
No, stop it.
Well, Is You ain't with the ghost. I mean, legit, that's how I... How out of everything that's happened in this movie, how is that the part that is the hard one?
It made no sense.
The only thing about it was
Nelly was super popular in it, and they like needed to have a Nelly song. It's the first song in the credits.
What's the name of this movie?
It's the first, and it might be the only song in the credits
until
they go back to Haunted Man, you know.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I'm trying to look up the name of this movie.
It's called The Haunted... Oh.
Shut up.
Do I have anything else to say? No.
No one does.
I never knew what the plan... Oh, right. The plan was he was just going to kidnap her kids. What was the plan if the kids weren't there?
He was going to just kill her quickly.
Oh, he was just going
to
kill her.
Oh, the plan was to kidnap her kids?
No, that was the revised plan.
That's how he forced him. Right.
And then I guess the plan was to just kill her.
He was going to just
kill her. Yeah, because it was just going to be her by herself.
And he was just going to kill her.
Yeah, they didn't want to.
Got it.
He's a murderer.
Yep. So, I mean, I would do it, Dear Hollywood, but honestly, like for real, like I was trying to look up the name of this Guillermo del Toro children's horror movie that's coming out. Not Haunted Mansion.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is officially coming out.
Yeah.
And again, I really do understand, but I guess as a kid, I was a kid who loved horror movies. Mm-hmm. So I remember watching Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Right.
And then Goosebumps, the TV show.
I remember that book being frightening.
Go back and watch those things.
No. What I'm saying is I know they weren't like super, I'm not saying they were super scary,
right.
But what I'm saying is that they did play for scares and had jokes.
Right.
Whereas like this to me, I get, yes, this is a family comedy.
But there were jump scares. There were jump scares in this movie. They had scares even before they got to the Haunted Mansion. Like, there were, like those kind of moments. Like, I do think if you were a kid watching this film in 2003, you were legit scared.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Hey, if you were a kid in 2003,
please let us know. Anybody born in, like, 96,
yeah,
97, you saw this movie when you were a kid.
Like, I don't even have it in hard way, like, for real. Like, my thing is, like, it's hard for me because, like, I know you guys enjoyed it, but to me, it's, like, just...
And also,
I didn't enjoy it.
I wish
remember like, my initial thoughts were I didn't like this.
Like, to me, it's like we're in right now, also prestige TV, we're in prestige horror right now. Like, it's a very big deal.
True.
Horror is like doing really, really well. And I just would love to see, and again, like, I think it is possible. Like, I like Goosebumps. I like Goosebumps too.
Yeah.
Like, I like Jack Black is doing the good kids horror game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like if we can keep these things out, I would love to see a reshot of this with a black family.
Yeah.
I would just love to see a second trap. But that's just me.
Here's my question. Okay? Because while I was watching it, I was like, man, like, I'm not enjoying this, you know? And I was trying to figure out what could have made it better.
Why is a voice like that?
I was just wondering, like, could this have been a better movie somehow?
You do that whisper thing that makes people, you know, like people make you.
I was like, there's only one thing.
Why is your eyes closed?
That could save this movie.
Yeah, you said that already.
And it was Hancock.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I know I haven't talked about Hancock.
Why are you whispering? It's freaking my ears out.
I know that's right.
Okay.
What do they call it? ASMR?
Hancock, yeah, it's like, yeah, when they like you whispering.
Hancock
like,
could have saved this movie.
All right.
Hancock could have flown in.
I hate it.
Okay.
He would have flown in. It would have made less sense than the actual Hancock movie.
Yep, and then what?
And then he would have been like, hey, ghost your head is going up his ass.
You're just quoting a line.
Anyways, yeah. Okay. It's going up.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, he can't touch the ghost. We've already
started. He's Hancock. Hancock could do it.
But the ghost can touch
him. Can Hancock touch the ghost?
Why would he not just fly the family out of there?
Not fair.
No, that, he would stay for a long time.
It's not fair that a ghost can touch you, but you can't touch a ghost. I don't
like
that.
I agree with that.
I agree. I don't like it.
It's not fair.
Do y'all believe in ghosts?
Not like that.
You know, I want to.
I believe in ghosts.
Can I?
You believe in ghosts.
Wait, but this is my real thing. I believe in ghosts, but I don't believe ghosts can move things and touch you.
Oh, you don't think?
No, nope. You think you can just see them.
I think you can see them. You know, they can maybe, you know, they can haunt you.
Okay. But can they talk to you, though?
I think maybe they can talk. Maybe. I don't know. You probably need some psychic energy for that.
Okay.
I don't think they can move stuff and touch, because that's not fair. I don't think God would like
wait.
You don't think they can do it because it's
not fair.
I'm serious. No, time out.
So you went through this whole thing that you believe ghosts are real, but the reason that you don't think they can move shit because it's not fair. They are ghosts.
Yeah, it's not fair.
They are people
who have
died.
It's not fair that they're ghosts.
It's not fair.
That's the thing about it, because I feel like the reason that they can do it is because it's not fair. It's not fair that they're alive. They're vengeful. No. They're vengeful spirits. Okay.
Yeah, which they can scare you.
What they can, they're gonna move a table.
Here's the thing.
They're gonna put tables on top of
you. They can scare you. They can make you freak out. They can make you hurt yourself because you freak yourself out and you hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They can't touch you though. They can't touch you. That's
stop.
Not fair.
Bray is wagging his finger.
No.
First of all,
it's not fair.
That logic is only because you just don't like
it's
the
sound
fact.
Logic. It's sound logic.
It's just because you don't like the fact that they can touch you.
If they can touch, here's my thing. If they can touch you, I can touch them.
What?
They're a ghost.
No, they're ghosts.
They're a spirit.
You know what I was also thinking about? You know the movie Ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Did we ultimately didn't watch that, right, for Whoopi? We didn't watch
no,
Ghost,
we didn't.
Right?
Here's the thing.
The ghosts in that are scary. The demons?
But also,
the demons in that at the end of Ghost?
But demons are different than ghosts.
But by John's logic, if we go by the ghost logic, John Lodge's track, because the ghost can't physically touch you. Yeah. They have to possess a body.
They possess your body
to touch somebody.
Then they could touch you.
Yeah.
So they can't touch you. You can't touch them. You only can see him.
Wait, ghost is not the one where but he can figure out how to move.
You're right. Later on, he can try to figure out how to touch objects, but he still can't touch a person.
He still can't touch a physical person.
Because technically, touching objects can be counted
because here's the thing.
If you can touch
an object, you throw this thing at me, I can still slap down the object.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, it's considered as a way to communicate, which is like if you're touching a Ouija board, it's them touching a Ouija board.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
listen, there's some laws in ghosts. There are laws in ghost world, too.
You're right.
We should make a movie called Ghost World.
There is a movie called Ghost World, right?
I don't think it has anything to do with ghosts.
What?
Right?
Man, I'm upset.
I'm about to Google.
Isn't Ghost World like
a porno?
No, I think there's
also a Ghost World 2 as well.
I know. When I said that, I was like,
when
am
you
I
said Ghost World 2, I was like, that's a...
All right, it's time for the cause. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I was Steve thinking... Buscemi.
Yeah, Ghost World, right?
It's based on a comic. You're right.
And it's based on a comic. It has nothing to do with ghosts.
Damn.
Wow.
But if Hancock was
young
there,
Scarlett Johansson.
Flown in.
At Kroger, we know the minute a tomato is picked off the vine, the fresh timer starts. The sooner we get our produce to you, the fresher it is. That's why we've completely overhauled our process to shorten the time from harvest to home for our tomatoes, strawberries, and salads. Because we know how much you love fresh produce, we give you more time to enjoy your tasty fruits and veggies at home. So whether you're shopping in-store, picking up, or prefer delivery, we're committed to bringing you the freshest produce possible. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Tim Heidecker, and I'm glad to be back in Glendale, California, in the studio with my good friends DJ Doug Pound and Vic Berger for another episode of our podcast, Office Hours Live. This week, we had a very special guest, Hiss Golden Messenger, who played a beautiful tune for us. We laughed, we had fun, and you should tune in to Office Hours Live this week, and quite frankly, every week, on your podcast app of choice or at youtube.com/officehourslive.
All right. So the cause.
We rate and review films not based on how much we like them.
Uh-oh.
But whether or not they help the cause of more leading black actors in Hollywood.
Oh, shit.
If we think it fully helped the cause, we give it a black fist.
Okay.
I think, okay, this kind of helped the cause. We give it a white palm.
Mm-hmm.
We say,
no.
Nah.
This didn't help the cause at all. We don't give it anything.
Yup.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Count three.
I'm ready.
One.
Okay.
Three. You lie.
Well, I'm interested to hear what he
said.
All right.
So everyone else gave it a black fist. I gave it nothing. And hear me out. Because I thought about it because because John said it's not based on what you, if you liked it, it's based on do you think it helped the cause. I don't believe this movie helped the cause. Okay. I think this was a movie that might have been one of the things alongside Pluto Nash that put the nail in the coffin for Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
I think I do agree with James when he said earlier it was very cool that they had a black family lead this movie. But that is the only justifiable thing in it. And the thing is, the fact that they had this black family was really cool, but I think it also hurt that they had this black family in this big budget movie with a big time black celebrity. And again, I know it didn't quote unquote bomb, but by Hollywood standards, it did. Mm-hmm. I think this movie was supposed to start a franchise just like Pirates of the Caribbean. It did not do that. I don't think the reviews were good. And again, I do think this thing was one of the calluses. What do you say?
Catalysts.
In, depending on how you want to say it, hurting Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Like, I think this and Pluto Nash just did it. I remember when this movie came out.
I still haven't seen Pluto Nash.
Those movies.
You straight up forgetting about Norbit.
Oh, yeah, Norbit too. I mean, but you see what I'm saying? Like, he had these big budget movies that just like, Pluto Nash is considered
Tower
one
Heist
of the best.
Good, though.
People were expecting something else.
He was good in that. No?
Pluto Nash was one of the biggest bombs financially in history.
Yeah. Like, really?
Yes, it was a huge bomb.
It might have been. It was number one financially for a long period of time.
Oh, wow.
It cost like $100 million to make.
You know what I mean?
And it made like
20.
Like 20.
You know what I'm saying? It made no money. And my thing is, and again, like I really do think like it's really cool that Eddie Murphy got a chance to lead this movie, but I do think how bad the movie was received, how bad the movie was done, how bad. I know you guys like this performance, but like I like Eddie. He didn't help this movie in his own right either. You know what I mean?
Wow. So Pluto Nash made $7 million worldwide.
No.
It made $4 million domestically, $2.6 million foreign, $7 million worldwide. It cost $100 million. And here's the thing. $100 million doesn't include like
marketing.
Advertising.
Marketing and stuff.
That's so such a bomb. And the thing is, man,
I think the movie just looked bad.
That came out the year before this.
Yeah, I think at that point, like that was like, no, Eddie. And this came out, people were like, what the fuck, Eddie?
Yeah.
And then Norbert. And it was like, we're done with you, Eddie. I don't think it helped.
Yeah. Okay, well, I almost gave it a palm. So I'll go next. And then we can end on the
positive.
The fist of all fists. But I almost gave it a palm because for the reason that you were talking about, too, of like how I don't know that this movie specifically helped the actors in it. But that being said, though, the fact that it's a black family in this movie and it really didn't need to be, I think it's a testament to one, probably to Eddie Murphy, right? Like mm-hmm. it's probably a black family alone just because they were like, we can get Eddie Murphy, who was a huge star at the time. Right. So that alone is just like, wow, like, and it's in the Haunted Mansion, which is like such a famous property of Disney's. So I was like, I feel like even though I don't feel like this movie actually helped the actors in it, the fact that they are in this movie and the movie did make some money, who knows if they took home anything, but the movie did make some money around the world. And so like, yeah, like I felt like I had to give it a fist for that reason. I feel like it helps the cause for that reason. A young kid, all the young black people who saw this movie and liked it, if there are such people that exist, then like because of that, I think that it deserved one.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave it a fist because here's the thing. For me, with Eddie Murphy's career, yes, this wasn't as much of a success as people probably wanted it to be, especially after Pluto Nash bombed so much. But like it wasn't a huge failure. It was just like it just wasn't a breakout success. I don't know why they thought they could make a franchise out of this. I mean, like what? A franchise out of a haunted mansion? Like it's a one and done thing. Like, duh. Pirates, of course that can be a franchise because it's about a bunch of freaking pirates. Like they can travel the seas and have a bunch of adventures. You don't have more adventures at another mansion. You know, like that doesn't make any sense. But you know, I thought, hey man, you had a black family, in a horror movie, in a family horror film, I don't think that's ever been done before. And I'm not, I guess I'm not sure if it's been done since, but like, it does, like, you need those things to break the ceiling. You know what I mean? And I do think that the kids were good in it. So I don't know if it like super helped them, but it could have, because they're in a film with Eddie Murphy. And just that, that the film wasn't a huge, that it actually did well internationally. It did better internationally than it did domestically.
Yeah.
I think, again, that says something. It's like people are willing to see a black family. You know what I mean? Like it. So I don't know. I just, yeah, I think it helped the cause. That's it. All right.
Okay. Now that depression is over.
That's so great. So, thank you guys. You can follow us at Black Men Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. We can, if you rate and review us, give us 5 stars on iTunes. We will read your reviews on the air. You can also follow me personally at John Braylock, JONBRAYLCK, Twitter and Instagram. And if you are in New York, come by UCB East Village on Mondays, 9 p.m.
Yep.
You can see Astronomy Club show. Let's talk about race, baby.
Baby.
All right, yeah.
You can follow me at James Third Comedy, jamesthirdcomedy.com. Third is 3RD.
Ugh. You can follow me on Twitter at Gerard Milligan. That's at Gerard Milligan. At?
No, don't. What?
Are you trying to do your own thing?
Yeah. At? G-E-R-A-H-M-I-L-I-J-A-N.
I'm upset at you. I'm mad at you. That's my, I do that.
I don't understand what that.
At?
Oh my God.
James is dot, dot, dot com.
For no, for honestly, no good reason at all, we are reviewing Candyman next week.
No, because we still in the spirit.
We thought we had one more week in October.
Sorry about that, but that is what's happening.
I don't apologize.
We thought we had one more week.
I'm all about this.
Oh, God.
Candyman.
Why you whisper it like that?
Because that's how you're supposed to say it.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
Is that the same Candyman?
No. That's a different Candyman.
The Candyman.
Because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. That's my impression of that guy.
That has nothing to do with what we're reviewing this week.
It's not the same Candyman?
No.
Are you
but
sure?
Candyman, you do. I thought we were doing Willy Wonka.
It's a horror film that stars a white woman.
Wait.
Tony Todd, though.
Wait, I thought we were doing Willy Wonka.
We got. Oh, did you watch Willy Wonka?
This is going to be an interesting discussion.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!